Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this third Sunday of Advent, where we continue to celebrate the event of Advent, meaning that we look forward to something. Advent is a Latin word that translates into expectation. And we are doing an expectation of the coming of the Messiah. So we are here the third Sunday of Advent, and the fourth Sunday will be we'll be celebrating Christmas next Sunday. So we'll have a combined service with the Hispanic ministry, and we have some special music during the 11 o'clock service here in the morning. The Advent is a time, I told you about expectation, meaning that we are waiting for the coming of the Messiah. And it has three seasons that we celebrate as for relevant to us as we live in this day and age. The season of Advent has the present, the past, and the future in it. So the season offers the opportunity to share in the ancient coming of the Messiah in the history. Messiah into history, that's what we call Christmas, the birth of Christ 2,000 years ago. Today it is still relevant that we expect Jesus to come into our hearts every day, and he is with us. So the expectation, the advent of his coming into our hearts and into our lives. And also it has a future advent of expectation that Jesus is coming again. So there's a past, present, and future of Advent that combines together when we celebrate this that we want to keep in our mind. So as we celebrate the season, let us be thankful for God for his mercies and grace every day. As the songwriter says, that summer and winter and springtime and harvest join with all nature in manifold witness to the great faithfulness, mercy, and love of God. What a great God that we have. What a great privilege that God has given us to gather in his name to worship together as God's children. So as we gather here together, let us turn to the announcements. Thank you for joining here and also online today. The announcements are listed in the second page. Those are our regular announcements that I just wanted to quickly go over. Our food bank ministry, if you want to donate in kind or in cash, please do that. And also the books are available that will also benefit our mission work. And our third Thursday luncheon will be on the 18th, this Thursday, at 1 o'clock at the Golden Corral. Join for a time of fellowship and lunch. Our holiday donations, we continue to accept the donations that we have started collecting for supporting definitely two families that we have identified for their support financially during this season. And also we have 12 children that we need to give gifts. And I have made a list for that at the back. You can see the blue sheet. If you want to sign one up, that's fine, or you can donate in cash if you want to. That way, mark on the check, it is for the donations to the children or to the support of the families, as you wish. Like I told you, next Sunday we'll have the special service combined with our Hispanic ministry. Take out all your old sweaters and colors if you have some of those. We'll be wearing colors, right, Wayne, next Sunday. So if you have any old sweaters that you never wanted to wear anywhere else, it's time to bring it here. So dust it up and see what we can do next Sunday. And the Hispanic ministry will be doing some special music in Spanish for us. Looking forward to that. And the children are practicing that also. What a great ministry that they have there. So let us be thankful for that. And we will be having lunch after service next Sunday. So we won't have a lunch the following Sunday that we usually have the last Sunday of the month. The lunch will be next Sunday, the 21st, after our Christmas celebration here. We'll gather in the fellowship hall, and we'll give away the Christmas gift to the children and celebrate Christmas there with our lunch. And the Christmas Eve was on Wednesday, December 24th, as I gathered many and got feedbacks that many of us are not going to be around, so we don't have a Christmas Eve service on Wednesday night. After that we'll be meeting on December 28th, will be the last Sunday of the month. We don't have a lunch, but we will be having the worship as the closing of the year worship service, where we look forward and look backwards to the whole year that God has led us through and reflect on our lives during that Sunday, the last Sunday of the year. And following Sunday will be January 4th, the first Sunday of the new year. We'll have Holy Communion as we usually have on first Sundays of the month. Thank you for your continued and faithful support to the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. God has given us this opportunity to be here in this time of history, to be living in this community for a purpose. And even though sometimes we don't realize that, God has a great purpose for us, keeping us here in alive in this community during this time. So let us use the opportunities that we have. We take our donations on our website. Also, please use that. Many of you have been using that, and thank you for continuing to do that. Please check our website for that facilities that you can pay electronically. Those are the announcements that I have. Anyone else have anything else? Any other announcements? If there are no other announcements, let us worship God together, continue to worship. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, stand for the opening hymn. Angels we have heard on high, 238, if you are able, please stand.
Oh.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and everlasting God, our Heavenly Father, we have gathered here to worship you as your children. You are the God of eternity, that you chose us as human beings even when we were sinful, to be your children because of your Son Jesus Christ who came to this world. As we keep watch and live with eyes lifted and hearts ready to wait in hope, joy, peace and love as we celebrate the Christmas season, like the shepherds in the wilderness and the Simeon and Anna in the temple, Mary and Joseph are waiting for the child, we stand together on the threshold of this holy expectation of the season of Advent. We thank you again for the joy that you give us through your Son, that the joy that no one can take away from us. Help us, Lord, to always be grateful for the many blessings you give us, the good health and strength in our bodies, the things that we need in our lives for our godliness and livelihood every day, keeping us safe under your protection. Thank you for your presence in our lives today, Lord. And thank you for your presence in the midst of our congregation today as we worship together. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. We adore you. We uplift your name, O God. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. Thank you again for your power in our midst. Help us, Lord, in our singing, in our celebration of the word and the prayers we make. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. You can sit down or stand up as you please. It's also on the screen.
Oh,
lighting of the candle now, Liliana will come, light the candle of joy. Let us pray.
O God of hope and joy, let all who take refuge in your be filled with joy. Because of Jesus, our grief will turn to joy, and no one will take away our joy. Please fill us with the joy of your presence during this season and forever. As we light this candle, let us be mindful of joy that comes from knowing that we are loved beyond measure. In your moments of waiting, may we find joy in the journey itself. The journey of spiritual growth, reflection, and preparation. May the joy of Christmas be in us every day. Amen.
Amen. Also, we'll continue reading the scripture for the responsive reading, which is Psalm 98. Verses 1 through 9, as we remain standing, it is on page 818 if you want to follow, or it's on the screen as well.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for the Lord has done marvelous things. God's right hand and holy arm have gotten the victory.
The Lord has declared victory, and has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations.
The Lord has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre. With the lyre and the sound of melody.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the ruler of the Lord.
Let the sea roar, and all that fits it, the Lord, the world, and those who dwell in it.
Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity.
The word of God for people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now, where we come before God with our prayers of praises and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. Also, we call out our prayers of burdens and concerns and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. And we trust in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us go to God in prayer with our request of concerns and burdens, and also our thanksgiving. The last page of our bulletin has the prayer request listed in those boxes. Please use this for our regular prayer and our daily prayers at your personal prayer times. Looks like we have a full list now. All the boxes are full this Sunday, so we have a lot of items to pray for, especially the ones that are highlighted. We need prayers for healing. And we are glad that Yolanda is back. She went for a cruise, for a vacation, came back, and went to the hospital. So we
sounds like a plan.
Right. Anyway, that is God has been faithful to you, and we thank you. We thank God for your healing. We were praying for you as you were in the hospital, and I'm glad that you were able to make it today.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that. Pray for Pam's mom as she's getting better, I'm hearing. So please continue to pray for her foot for healing. Ms. Lou sent me a name, Tahara Begum. that she met at the senior center that asked for our prayers. We don't know who she is, but she asked for our church to pray for her for some issues that she's facing in her health. So please pray for Begum as she shared it. Continue to pray for Jeff Whitman. Or W-O-O-D. Oh, sorry. Okay. How is it going? How is he doing?
He's scheduled for surgery on the 26th of January.
25th. Okay. Also, please pray for Sean and Amy Conway. And remember Gene Barrington. He's going for surgery tomorrow for his hip. I think he needs to get a new hip, I believe. And he just had a problem with his heart last month that they resuscitated his heart to rhythm to make it make the rhythm regular. So now he's going back to the hospital for the hip surgery. So please keep him in our prayers, Gene Barrington. And also, Lisa has asked us to pray for Melissa Pilcher. She's going through some hard times in her life. So please keep her and her family and children in our prayers. And please continue to pray for Jean McBrayer and Grace Haynes, Harry Basil, Carol, Jerry Raines, and that many others that we know that are in hospitals and nursing homes and various situations with their health conditions. So let us pray that God will heal them according to his grace. Above all, we pray for peace for them and for their families. Let's pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others, service workers and delivery people, trash workers, and many, many others who serve us behind the scenes. Let us be thankful for their services and take a moment during this holiday season to thank them if you have time. Our delivery people, trash workers, they do a lot of work around the year. So it's a good time to say thank you and show our appreciation for them. Pray for our military, fire, police, and all those people who are serving us in various parts of the world, defending our freedom, putting their lives at risk. Pray for them and for their families. And also pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and governors and many others who make decisions that they will fear God and make decisions guided by God's wisdom, that they will do good to this our nation and unite us together. Pray for world peace and also pray for world leaders as they make decisions that they will fear God and their decisions will also bring peace to this world. Let's pray for our church that God has given us opportunity here to serve his kingdom here in this community. Let us be thankful for that. Also use the opportunities that God has given us to serve others faithfully. Let us pray for all the churches in coming and around this area, pastors and ministers, and all the works that they are doing in this community, and also the church world at large, around the world, the missionaries, and many, many others who work to spread the love of Christ in various ways. Remember them in our prayers. Those are the prayer requests that I have today for our regular prayer requests. Anybody have any special calls for prayer? Remember the people who are affected by the shooting last night, yesterday at Brown University. Two children were killed and several were injured. I heard this is the 42nd shooting in schools this year. I'm glad that we are getting close to a year so we can start counting first next year. So let us remember this as an item in our prayers, the violence in our society, especially among our youngsters. So let us remember that as a special item for our prayers. God will intervene and bring solution to these problems. If no one has any special calls to prayer, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I'll close with you. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need will be added to you. Loving God, we come before you, trusting your mercies and grace every day. We come before you with a grateful heart for all the things that you have done in our lives as we come closer to the end of the year and also celebrating the Advent season and expecting a Christmas season in our lives one more time in this world. It is only because of your mercies that we are here today, O God, and we thank you. It is not because of our merits or because of our works. It is only because of your grace and mercies that you show us, Lord, every day. Help us, Lord, always to remember that you are a faithful God. You have been faithful in the past. You continue to be faithful in our present. And you will be faithful in our future. You are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thank you for the gift of life you have given us in this world and the good health and strength you gave us today to gather here in this church and also online to worship together, O God. We thank you for the many blessings you give us physically, materially, and spiritually, that we can live in this world joyfully with your joy and peace in our lives. We come before you with our broken hearts. In many times we need healing in our bodies, and many of us need healing in our souls and in our spirit. We thank you for the continued healing and recovery that you have been giving to your people that we have been praying for. Thank you for the healing that you have given to Yolanda. She is back from the hospital and was able to join us together here in this church. Bless her and continue to be with her, strengthen her body. Above all, we pray that you strengthen her in her faith and hope that you are in the midst of our sickness and in our grief and in our pains. You are our comfort, O God, so we trust her in your hands, O God. Heal her completely and recover. We pray for those who have asked our prayers, especially Jeff Woodman, Tahira Begum, Sean and Amy Conway, Pam, Jean Barrington, Jean McBrayer, Grace Haynes, Harry Basor, Carol Clements, Jerry Raines, and others that have not named here that we remember in our prayers, O God. Especially the ones who are going for their procedures this coming week, that we pray for your special hand to be upon them, O God. Heal them, Lord, and touch them with your comforting hand, that your presence will be felt by them in their procedure time, wherever they are. Pray for peace in their lives and their peace for their families during this time. We thank you again for the continued healing that you have given to many of our dear ones, answering our prayers. We thank you for the healing. Continue to be with them and strengthen them in their faith and their hope. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and our delivery clerks and trash workers and grocery clerks and construction workers and farmers and many, many others who work round the clock, round the year to make our lives easier. We thank you for their services, O God, especially during this time. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for them and their families, and we pray for them and their families, O God. Bless them with your grace and give them whatever they need in their lives as a blessing, Lord. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others that are making decisions on our behalf. We pray for wisdom for them, Lord, O God, and that they will do the right thing and make the right decisions, that we can be united together and strengthen our society and our nation. We especially pray for our society, especially with the hatred and violence that are happening on a daily basis. We pray for your intervention in this time, O God, especially among our youngsters. Give them your guidance, O God, and open their hearts to the work of the Holy Spirit, that they can fear God and be guided by God's love and God's compassion during this time. We especially lift up the families who are affected by the shooting in Brown University, and also the grieving families who lost their children. We pray for your grace upon them, O God. Nobody can comfort them in this world. You are the only one who can comfort them. And your peace that you give cannot be taken away by anybody, Lord. We pray that your special peace be upon them during this time. We pray for all the children in our schools, in our colleges. Bless them, O God, especially during this time, that there is a God who is in control of all these things. So we trust them in your hands, O God. We thank you again for our church and this community. Help us to do the work that you have given us to do faithfully, using the opportunities that you have to share your love and care and compassion to the needy people around us. We pray for world peace also, the world leaders who make decisions, that they will also fear God, that will bring peace and unity in this world. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship together to worship you in truth and in spirit, in our meditation of the word and all the things that we do here, bring honor to you and glory to your name. Empower us with your word, O God, and the power of your Holy Spirit. Touch each and every one of us according to our needs and our desires of our hearts, Lord. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please.
Doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father.
Father, thank you again for letting us gather here together and worship you, and thank you for all the blessings that you give us. We pray that you bless this offering and let it be helpful to the families that need it. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which comes from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3, and Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you gave us, to be life and spirit to us and also to this world through us. Help us, Lord, to open our hearts and our minds to the word of God, so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls, O God, so that we can understand the meaning of the message that we hear today. As we celebrate the Advent season of joy today, open our hearts so that we can fill our hearts with the joy that you give us, especially through the birth of your Son in this world. Bless us with your power, O God, and bless us with the power of your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we celebrate the Joy Sunday today, the candle that we lit, the pink candle, is the Joy candle for our traditionally, I don't know why it's pink, but all the others are purple. But that one candle teaches us many things about our life in this world, how we can be filled with joy even in the midst of troubles and griefs and pains that we face around us. So the four Sundays, as I told you, the first Sunday of Advent we celebrated the Sunday of Hope. Then last Sunday we celebrated as Peace. Today is Joy, and the last Sunday will be Love that we celebrate next Sunday. So the four qualities of Christian living in this world, important things that we experience in our lives. The joy of Christmas comes in many different ways. One of the common things that we have during the holiday season, especially Christmas season, is the joy of giving and receiving gifts. That is one joy that we share during Christmas season, unlike other times. But you know, we usually give gifts for birthdays or special events like graduations to a particular person. But here, during Christmas season, we exchange gifts in many different ways. To people who we know, people we don't know sometimes, we give gifts in many different ways, help people out. But gift-giving is an important event or practice around the world during this season when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. It brings us a certain amount of joy during this time. But it can also bring a lot of stress during this time. And one of the most stressful season, I don't know about you, but most of the people in the family in America, the most stressful season is the holiday season. That's what I hear. All things come together, like right after Thanksgiving, the holiday sale come and you have to run to the store and then get online to get the catchy sales that are going on there. Some of them are clicking clocks on the website. If you don't buy that in a certain time, you lose your price. So we get stressed out. You know, sometimes you go to bed and think that, well, I have to get up in the morning at 6 o'clock and catch that sale. Used to be like that on Black Friday. I don't know how many of you remember. Yes. People used to line up before Best Buy.
Best Buy.
I did that one time and that was the end of it. That was years ago. I don't know if people do that still, because it's all online now. Everybody's online. But online also gives you a lot of stress. And I wanted to hop on and look for some gifts. I thought I should have better off not looking at it, because I was flooded with so many things in my screen that I don't know where to go. I forgot what I was looking for.
Yes.
I don't know if it happens to you. That gives me a lot of stress. And then later on I found out that I still have to go back and find the gift that I was looking for. So this is the kind of life that we are living on a daily basis. And sometimes you forget to buy a gift, and at the last minute you remember that you forgot somebody, right? I don't know if it happens to you. It happened to me one time, not on Christmas time, to give somebody a birthday gift, and I forgot, completely forgot. And I called my son and said, hey, I forgot this. We have to go and get a gift. And he said, yeah, well, let's go to the store. I know something great there. And we ran over there. Guess what happened? They don't have any power. So their cash register doesn't work. So we couldn't do anything. My son started laughing all the way home because we could not get anything. So that's another stress that comes to you. Forget these things. And UPS, FedEx, and even postal service, they're very, very busy during this time. You pack up all of these gifts and you send people that you cannot give directly to them, right? These are all things that we go through this time every year. And postal service is so very busy, and used to be only postal service for years. And lately we have so many delivery agencies that you can send gifts to it. But the funny thing is that we send a gift this week, the whole gift to us, less than the price of the shipping charge. Have you happened to that? You, they give to us cheaper than the shipping charge.
Yes.
When you go to the ship, I said, we are not going to do this next time. They can come here and probably get this gift by themselves. I mean, I don't know if you remember, I read a story that the postal service used to deliver babies. Look it up. It's a very interesting story. The postal service is the oldest delivery service. You know, it started in the 1700s. But until late in the 1900s, like 1920s or 30s, before UPS came, postal service was the main delivery service for packages also. So people started asking about sending children through postal service. And the first mailing of a baby was a six-month-old baby in Ohio in 1913. And it's recorded in the postal history that a mailman picked up a six-month-old baby from the parents' house and put a stamp, postal stamp on a piece of paper and stuck it to the baby's dress and then took the baby and delivered to the grandparents about 6 miles away. That's the first event. They started picking up. And then several babies were shipped, and the longest one was 700 miles from Ohio to Kentucky in 1915. A girl was taken by a mailman, put a sticker on her with a postal stamp and address on her, and some piece of candies and chips in her hands, seated on a train, and sent her to Kentucky from Ohio, 700 miles, about 6 or 8 hours of travel. And the parents came and took her from, this came from the parents to the grandparents. I don't know if you're expecting any of that kind of gift nowadays, but you never know what you're going to get in your boxes either. Lately, I hear a lot of crazy things coming in your packages, like snakes and living stuff. So be very careful what you open. But remember, it is still a good time that we celebrate with all the stress that is happening during this time. We are celebrating the gift of joy. That's what the most important thing. Sometimes we forget that gift among all the other gifts that we get. We are excited to open the box and see what's inside, but then we forget the giver. How many times do you forget the giver? You know, we forget the giver because that becomes secondary. Right? You look at the box and say it came from Amazon. It doesn't say it came from somebody. Unless they put a name card inside. Everything comes from Amazon, right? That's what my grandchildren say. You know, where did your gift come from? Amazon. That's all they know. It didn't come from the grandparents anymore, even if you send them. So, among all these things, the joy of Christmas is not only the gift itself, it is about the giver that we need to be thankful for. That's the joy that we need to remember about Christmas. That's why we sing songs filled with joy. The greatest gift of exchange that happened is at Christmas. God says, I am giving you beauty for ashes, oil for joy, and joy for mourning. In Isaiah, we read that in verse 3. It says, I will provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead a spirit of despair. So God is exchanging gifts with people. As we exchange gifts and rejoice and enjoy the joy in our hearts by giving gifts. God's gift to us and the promise is to bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, an oil of joy instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. God exchanges beauty in place of ashes. In the olden days, people who were in grief and pain sat in ashes to show their grief, and people will come and comfort them when they sit in ashes. When everything is burned down, finally what you get some debris and ashes. That's what ashes signify. Everything is lost and you are in grief. You are in despair. In the midst of that, God is promising that I am going to exchange your ashes for crown of beauty. And that's what happened during Christmas time, in the midst of this chaos and in the midst of these gloomy situations that the people of God were facing at that time. They were exiles in Babylon, and they didn't have any hope to look forward to. They were under the oppression of a foreign ruler. And that's when the prophet is giving them the promise of God, that saying, even though you are in despair, even though you are mourning, I am going to exchange you some gifts. The gifts of beauty that I'm going to crown you with in the midst of ashes. I was preaching about peace last Sunday. In the midst of our grief and pain, we can enjoy the peace that God gives us. He will deliver us in our pain, sometimes not from the pain. Pain is a part of our life. It is part of our life in this world. It's a reality. Grief is a reality that we all have to go through. There are only two kinds of people. One who have experienced grief. If you have not, you will experience before you die. One thing or the other. We all will have to face grief and pain as we live as human beings in this world. But in the midst of that pain, sometimes God will deliver us from the pain and grief. Sometimes He will deliver us in it, inside of it. That's the same thing with joy. Joy is something not that we experience from outside. If you look for joy from outside experiences and happenings, you will never find it, because things keep happening. It is not the circumstances, it is not the decorations, it is not the beautiful flashing lights. These are all good things, but these are not the things that bring you joy, is it? It's not, because as soon as the season is over, they turn off the lights, take out the wreaths, take down the trees, and it's another stress. How do you dispose the trees? It's another painful. If you have real trees, it's very hard to get rid of it sometimes to burn. Sometimes the trash people take it, some of them don't take it. But Prophet Isaiah is saying that the people who knew exile and losses and despair in brokenness and disappointments, they have God's promise of exchange of gifts. And that is the promise that God gave through the prophet. So this time of grief and pain and suffering that we go through, God is there to say that, I will exchange it. I will take your grief and I will give you comfort and peace. I will take your disappointment and I will give you joy. So cast all your cares on God. That's what the scripture says in 1 Peter. We don't have to carry our pains and our grief and our sufferings alone. God is there to take it for us. That is the season of Christmas that He sent as a package, as a bundle of joy in Jesus Christ, so that He's exchanging that gift with us. Hey, here is the gift of joy. Here's the gift of peace that I'm giving to you in exchange for your suffering, in exchange for your pain, in exchange for your mourning. I'm going to give you the joy that in a bundle of joy as a baby in this world. God does not deny the pains or ashes in our lives, but He knows that He can transform it. He can exchange it, and He can make our life different. And we trust in Him because He is a good God, and everyone who believes in Him, God does good for our lives. It is better than what we do for our lives ourselves. God, Emmanuel, is with us. Jesus Christ signifies the presence of God in us. To many people, the Christmas time is not a joyful time. And I've been hearing stories about people. Some of them are struggling with their health issues. Some of them are grieving at the death of their dear ones. The ones who have celebrated Christmas time last year on their dinner table are not with them this year. It is not a joyful time for them. Many of the people are struggling in various different ways. And I was hearing stories about, you know, things happening on a daily basis. One time, Miss Linda was calling us to say that her car doesn't start. The next Sunday, Miss Lou called me from the parking lot that her car doesn't stop. She can turn it off. For some reason, the power doesn't. So one problem with the other problem. And then I see the water heater breaking and flooding the floor. And then the outlets burning, right? Things like that happening around us so much. If you look for joy in the midst of that, I don't think you can find it outside. It has to come from inside. That's the exchange that God gives us. If you have Jesus inside of your heart, there is a joy that nobody can take away from you, even in the hospital bed, right? You can experience the joy of God in our lives. Even though the outside is all tubes and things that you don't make scary, the equipment around you in the hospital room, and the people in white jackets and blue coats and things like that walking around you makes me scary. But in the midst of that, there is God. The joy of God that fills your heart. There is joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I used to sing that song when I was a little boy. That joy is inside. It comes from inside to the outside, but joy doesn't come from outside to the inside. Happiness is different. People have defined it differently. Happiness depends on the happenings outside. So it can change. You'll be happy in the movie theater and you come out of there, or you have a few glasses of beer, you'll be happy for a few hours, and then that will go away, right? The joy is different. The joy is that fills your hearts through Jesus Christ. When you accept God in your hearts, no matter what happens around you, you can experience the joy inside. And also joy that Jesus brings to this world is not to this world only. It is about an expectation of a beautiful time that we are waiting for, to experience that joy eternally with the presence of God as we go from this world. It doesn't end here. Our joy is eternal, and we are going to be with God eternally, enjoying that joy and rejoicing together in His presence one day. So it is the joy of salvation that God gave us, made us the children of God, so that we can continue to experience that joy, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. So the gift of God's presence in our lives came wrapped in a baby's manger, as the little baby of Jesus brings us the great news of good news of great joy to this world. Not only to the shepherds, not only to the people who are involved during that time, but also who are alive today. God's gift of joy is alive in our midst. May the good Lord help us to experience that joy in our lives, not only in our lives, but also to be a source of joy for others, wherever we go, to share that gift of joy to other people. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is Joy to the World, 246. If you are able, please stand and join the closing hymn.
This is the first
song. Joy to the world. Okay.
people of God, Christ has come, Christ is here, and Christ will come again. As we continue through this Advent season, may we cultivate a spirit of joy that goes beyond the surface and permeates our hearts and fills our hearts and others with joy, and inspire us to be beacons of joy to the others in this world as we live out our lives. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.